Welcome to The Scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I'm joined by Brandy, co-owner of the Silver Fern with Bree Flora. Brandy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell me a little bit about what both you and Bree do?
Yeah, sure. So I have been back in the area for about 7 years. I'm an acupuncturist, so I have a master's degree, and so I kind of do everything from herbal studies to acupuncture to all the kind of like things that go along with that. Bree is a metalsmith and jeweler. Bree went to school at Mass School of the Arts in Boston, Massachusetts School of the Arts. Yeah. And so she's been down here, I want to say, for 6 or 7 years as well. Yeah. So that's kind of us and where we came from.
In a nutshell.
Yeah.
I really like the combination of two people who have very different backgrounds professionally joining together to make this store, because people don't really think about acupuncture and holistic wellness as art, but I think it goes right along with that whole mind, body, spirit connection, because it boosts your creativity and it gets everything going. So I find it really interesting. What made you guys decide to get the Silver Fern going?
Yeah. So obviously in 2020, Bree made most of her money by traveling all over the U.S. and going to shows where she would sell her jewelry and then doing online sales. Well, 2020 came along and everything got canceled, and that was, you know, that was her income. And so and I was, you know, I was working at a spa, and while I loved everyone I worked with and it was great, I still kind of just wanted something of my own and on my own. And Bree, just one day, she also comes to see me for acupuncture and was just talking, and she was like, hey, would you ever want to maybe like combine forces to do something, you know, like maybe a gallery and wellness? And I was just like, yes, anything. It sounds great. I'm ready for something new. So that was kind of the beginning of our adventure into like making this business happen. So, yeah.
Love that. So you open the store.
Yeah.
You've got the gallery in the back, the Fiddlehead Gallery.
Yes.
And then the storefront, and then you work out of there as well. Tell me about a little bit about what's in the store.
Sure. Yeah. So we have, I think at this point we have maybe close to 30 artists. Half of them are local artists. The other half are artists who Bree has either went to school with or done shows with. So they're all people that we know or have vetted their process. We want to make sure that everything that's in our shop is actually handmade by a real human being, you know where they source everything. And then as far as the wellness side goes, we have a whole wall of tea and herbs. The teas have really taken off because there are not a lot of other good places in town to get loose leaf tea. And we have quite a variety right now. And then all of our teas are also like ethically sourced. I make sure that the tea companies we go with, they're awesome. One's called Metropolitan Tea. They are carbon neutral. All of their warehouses are solar powered. And they invest in the communities where a lot of the tea is grown, since obviously we don't really grow. I think we have one English breakfast tea that grows in America, and that's it. The rest is, you know, grown in different elevations and places. But and then we have other like wellness products. We have some awesome small batch organic face products. We have different balms. I carry a lot of tinctures for different ailments. Just a whole, you know, group of things. Variety.
Very fun. And then tell me just a little bit about maybe one or two of the artists you've got that are local.
Sure. Oh gosh, there's so many. I don't want to miss out on anyone, but well, I can talk a little bit about Spooka. They are going to be in the gallery in May. That's going to be a really fun show. Right now,
opening May 13th, Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Phantasm, is that what it's called?
That's the name of the show.
I'm actually collaborating with Spooka a little bit on the show, so I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, so that's going to be cool. I'm super excited about that. Right now, we carry Spooka's prints, some that are like pen and ink, just very fantastical, very dreamlike. And so I think that the show is also going to be based on a reoccurring dream. So very excited to have her in the space and for her upcoming show.
Absolutely. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Brandy and the Silver Fern.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's rare books and collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, set a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's rare books and collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
Welcome back to the scene. I'm here with Brandy with the Silver Fern, and we're talking about some of the local artists that are featured in the Silver Fern. Brandy, you already mentioned Spooka, who's got her show opening on Friday, the 13th of May.
Yeah.
That'll be going all through May. Who are some of the other local artists? I know Kiki Delight just had a show recently.
Yeah, Kiki just had a show with these fantastical mushroom and heart ceramics. We have a lot of jewelry makers. We have Sadie Wang, who's been here for a long time. We have two great polymer clay artists. One, Edison Hill. That's Abby Wheaton's, jewelry side project. They're big and fun and lightweight. If you like really fun earrings, Starfire Roots. They do lots of like succulents and cute little owl faces, feathers. Also a polymer clay artist. Gosh, like I said, there's so many. Justin Blackman has some of his wood burning pieces in there. I'm trying to think ceramic wise. Becca Dillard has a few pieces in there. Yeah, we are just lucky and flush with so many talented people.
So we're lucky because we have such a plethora of artists and makers here. That you're kind of like almost overwhelmed by it.
Oh, for sure. It's, you know, it's like, I know that we don't have space for everyone and I wish we did, but, it's a lot of it's because of tech. We have this awesome program here at the Appalachian Center for Craft. And actually what's in the gallery right now is a group of students from tech, who are in Kim Winkle's professional practices class. So this is kind of their first time working with a gallery and kind of displaying their stuff in a, you know, in that type of setting and learning how to work in that setting as well. So that will be up for the rest of this month for April. So you can definitely come by and check out that. There's a whole mixture of mediums in there. So it's fun.
That sounds awesome. I know I've been wanting to stop by because I work with so many of the tech students already. Yeah. That I'm just like, I need to go support them. Plus, like, any excuse to go into the store is great. With as many artists and makers as we have here, what are you hoping that the Silver Fern is to them? Do you want it to just be a gallery? Do you want it to be more of a community space?
Yeah, we would really love to help bridge the gap between tech and the art community because there's such a separation right now. And we want to give artists a reason to stay in our community because, you know, there's not a ton, but there's more and more galleries open. I mean, Spring Street alone, we now have, you know, us, the Silver Fern, we have Mara Lee's, we have Ron Baker's. There's another one that just opened up. I haven't been to yet, but, you know, we have the Walnut Street Market, which has artists in there. And then we have the Cookeville Art Studio, which is behind there, which I think people get confused because it's near the Senior Citizen Center, but they have an awesome, huge space and do all sorts of, they have a rotating gallery in there as well, which is really great. So, and I'm on the board for art. I'm not on the board. I'm on the committee for Art Round Tennessee First Fridays, which will be starting up in June. And we're hoping to kind of like get more of the community out and see more of those artists instead of just one time a year at Art Prowl. Yeah.
I love that. We were doing that 2019 and the very beginning of 2020, and then obviously COVID shut everything down. We also have Storyteller House of the Arts that just opened.
Yes, I'm so excited.
And they're doing a rotating gallery, Harper's Upstairs Gallery, which, plug for Harper's, they sponsored this show, so check them out. So, yeah, there's just more and more places getting here and making this community have more reasons to stick around.
Yeah, I hope the city, like, kind of chips in and sees that, you know, that this is a good thing to invest in the arts in this area. It's, you know, besides the beautiful natural resources we have and the waterfalls, art could be a huge reason people come and visit Cookeville as well.
I keep saying this on the show, but I think it's, we're becoming like a teeny tiny little Asheville.
Totally.
And we don't need to be huge Asheville.
No.
But I love the arts and crafts, and I love the breweries too, and we can get more and more of those, and I'd be absolutely fine with that.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back on the scene with more with Brandy from the Silver Fern. You're back on the scene, and we're talking to Brandy from the Silver Fern today. Brandy, how has the community here, both the art community and just the greater Cookeville, Upper Cumberland community in general, embraced the shop?
It's been amazing. You know, we kind of had no idea how it would all go. You know, some people, when we told them our idea of art and wellness, were really on board and saw that vision. Some people were like, I don't get it. And that's okay. But since we've been open, yeah, everyone's really been so positive. You know, we actually filled our gallery for 2022 before the end of December last year. So we've had so much interest, so many people excited, a lot of people reaching out, and people have come and showed up and shopped and bought local things for friends and family and, you know, and themselves. Self-care is important too. So it's really been great. Yeah, it's even better than we could have hoped for. So I'm feeling really positive about it. Yeah.
So of all the different things you have in the store right now, this includes art, wellness, what are some of your favorites?
Ooh, okay. Well, definitely the tea.
Which blend is your favorite?
We have a few. So every once in a while, like, I make a special blend myself. Right now, the blend that I made we have in the shop is called the Calm Down Blend. And it is an adaptogen blend. So that means it helps regulate your stress hormones. So this one has no caffeine. It is Tulsi, which is also called holy basil, and milky oats and chamomile. And so the milky oats works on your nervous system and your nerves. And so like your literal nerves, like neuropathy, things like that. So it gives it this like creamy taste. And then the chamomile is a little sweet, which is all, but it will put you to sleep if you drink too much. So it's definitely an end of the night one. And then we have, we just have so many good ones. We have one called a cream Earl Grey. And I wish that I could put it in an air freshener because it just smells so good.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's definitely up there. Let's see, what are some of my other favorite things? Well, of course, Bree's jewelry, I can never get enough of.
Oh, beautiful.
Bree was recently at the Four Bridges Art Festival in Chattanooga, and so all of her items were out of the shop, and you know, her items bring such color and joy into the shop, so I missed them a little bit that weekend, but so of course, I may be biased, but of course I love all of Bree's stuff. It's so fun. What else? Right now we have Bold and Dreamy is a ceramicist out of North Carolina, and we have some of her mugs right now that are so fun. There's one that says, can I get a kiss on one side? And then on the back it says, can I? And just cute little like fun things like that. There's a Go Get 'em Tiger. She makes all these really cool ring dishes that are just like super affordable. Yeah, I feel like everyone has a ring dish.
I've seen them on social media,
yeah.
And I just love them. So what is coming up next? I know you've got several shows lined up over the next few months.
I'll run a few by you. If you want to keep up with this, you can always go to our website, thesilverfernshop.com, and sign up for our newsletter. We do once a month, and it tells you all the upcoming events for the month. But so the Make Do, which is the tech class, that is for the rest of April. Then Spooka, will have her gallery show for all of May, with the reception being May, Friday the 13th. And then after that is the Tiny Show. So that is the Art Round Tennessee members. Everything that's submitted needs to be, I believe, 6x6.
Yep. And but within 6 cubic inches, yeah, I think, was the rule. And I'm like, rule. I don't know if I can do that.
So because there's so many members and it's a smaller gallery, we got to fit everyone in. So if you haven't signed up for that and you are a member, you can get on that still. And then in July, which will be our 1 year anniversary, Bree has a side project called Guidelines, and it's where they kind of give a guideline to artists, and they create something. And so this one's called Wearables and Whatchamacallits, and we will have some pretty amazing artists from all over the U.S. That will be coming and putting their stuff in there. And then it's also open for anyone who would like to try to submit for that show as well. There's an open application.
Sounds great. So everybody check out the silverfernshop.com. Brandy, thanks so much for being with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.